We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Several million dollars to get her to do this show. All right. And so that's one thing.
Yeah.
But also, they do this every year. Maybe not Taylor Swift every year, but I've seen some great, great free shows. Or big acts, whether they were great shows, for free at the Final Four. Last year, when Katy Perry was there. Like, again, you don't have to be a Katy Perry fan, but she's a massive pop star. Saw Bruce Springsteen at the Final Four for free, Black Keys at the Final Four for free. And so all of those were big. Perhaps Springsteen is maybe bigger, but certainly not in the year 2019 or by the time we get there, 2020. Taylor Swift, April 5th. Free concert at the Final Four. If you happen to be there, I'll see you there. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. I'm here to tell you that since I was a kid, when I wanted the best Memphis barbecue, I would go to Corky's. Getting together with family, friends, or the team, the best way to celebrate is over slow-smoked hickory barbecue and the other great food at Corky's. And by the way, tell them Penny sent you.
At Sport Clips Haircuts, we're on a mission to help our veterans with their education. In 2013, we established the VFW Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Program. With the help of your generous donations, we've raised over $6 million and awarded more than 1,400 scholarships across the country. Visit Sport Clips today and help a hero. And on Veterans Day, November 11th, Sport Clips will donate an additional dollar for every haircut we give. Help us continue this honorable mission.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
Time for another Action Network Flash. Tonight, Oakland hosts the AFC's Los Angeles team, and the road team is a two-point favorite. Over 60% of the spread tickets are on LA. For all the betting info, download the free Action Network app today.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
Remember the first time you gathered the courage to ride the beast, climbing the stairs as it roared by, filled with anticipation, and one last chance to turn back? In life, obstacles can stop you in your tracks. But with a bank like First Horizon behind you, with a deeper understanding of your path, you'll be amazed at your ability to rise above. See for yourself at First Horizon, the new face of First Tennessee, where understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Sign up for a Fifth Key Rewards card and you can win up to $100,000 in cash. It's the new member $100,000 Lucky Clover kiosk game at the Fifth Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
See Cashier Players Club for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Park on the web, coopersystems.com. If you're in the market for a computer, give them a call, 360-9679, 360-9679. You can talk to Lee or Lauren Coop. Talk to both of them. They're pleasant people. When you get them on the phone, tell them I said hello, and then tell them what it is you need a computer to do, because you probably don't need to spend thousands of dollars on a computer. That's what people do. They make the mistake. They pay for a computer, does a whole bunch of stuff that they're never going to need it to do. That's silliness. At Cooper Systems, you tell Lee and Lauren what it is you're going to be using the computer for, like playing on Facebook, messing around on YouTube, surfing the web, CBSSports.com. They'll get you a computer that can do all of that perfectly. And guess what? Probably just going to be a few hundred bucks, because if that's all you're doing on a machine, and that's all most people do on a machine, well, then you don't need to spend several hundred dollars on a computer. A few hundred dollars will get that done. 360-9679. 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. That's weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So the Grizzlies last night were inside FedEx Forum. That's a building downtown Memphis. And they win, 137-121, second win of the season, now 2-5. The bigger story coming out of that is what? Ja Morant is awesome, or Jaren Jackson is struggling?
I think Ja is the bigger story, but they are both obviously big stories. I think the reason I think it's the bigger story first of all, what Ja looks like he's becoming is something this franchise has never had, and honestly wouldn't have even had with Jaren Jackson Jr. if he'd continued his progression, which is, as I said on my show this morning, a guy who little kids in other cities wear their jerseys. Like, that's to me the mark of what makes a star a transcendent star. No one ever, except for kids in Barcelona, never ever did that for their Gasols, right? And so, so you've got, it appears, early, all the caveats, all the necessary caveats apply. O.J. Mayo, after all, had a great rookie year and was never as good after that. But you've got a guy who, it appears, is on a trajectory, suggests that he has the stuff that might be a true superstar. And so to me, to see him again crush it the way he did at the end, the score in the fourth quarter, I was transfixed once again. And then the other reason I think it's a bigger story is that I think that's more real than Jaren Jackson's struggles. I think they're both real in a sense. I saw them, they're happening, but I think it's more likely that Ja Morant continues to be a stud than Jaren Jackson Jr. continues to struggle the way that he did last night. And so therefore I think the stud story is better than the struggles, is more important than the struggle story.
I agree with that. We have seen what Jaren Jackson Jr. can be. We'd like him to be it a little more consistently. We'd like him to do it without foul trouble. But we've seen what he can be, like what he's capable of doing. I don't believe he's going to be somebody who develops into what he's doing right now, which is undeniably not good, and we'll get to that momentarily. But back to Ja Morant, 26 points in 26 minutes, 14 of those 26 in the fourth quarter. And as everybody knows now, he's averaging 20.4 points, 5.3 assists, shooting 52.3% from the field, which makes him just the second player in NBA history, only through 7 games. And I know we're drawing lines in weird places to create this thing, but either way, it is a true thing. He's the second player in NBA history through 7 games to average at least 20 points, at least 5 assists, and shoot at least 50% from the field. The only other player to ever do it, Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Yeah, it is funny how we draw. You take these collection of statistics, right? And it's these three statistics that we're lumping together, and this number of games, and whatever, and, oh, it's him and Jordan. But here's the truth. You can do that however you want for Jarrett Culver, and you're not going to find him in the conversation, right? You know, so... Yeah, I mean, the guy's been sensational. He's been absolutely – your eyes tell you he's sensational. I mean, he controls the basketball game. And then he can't shoot. He only took one shot last night of any – took one 16-foot jumper. Everything else was at the rim. So you add in a jumper to that ultimately, which I think you likely will. I mean, he can go anywhere he pleases. It's been phenomenal. And I think we expected him to be a great distributor. We expected him to have great vision, all that. I don't think we expected him to be to have scored at this point in the season more fourth quarter points than anyone in the NBA except for James Harden and Damian Lillard. And that's what Ja Morant is doing. It's insanity. And and as good as Jaren Jackson was last year, he's never a guy who you just can't take your eyes off of, and that's what Ja Morant is becoming. It was tremendous.
He's got a player efficiency rating of 20.97. That's top 50 in the NBA, better than guys like Kyle Lowry, Al Horford, Bradley Beal. He is, again, we expected him, when we talked about him in the offseason, after the draft, in advance of the exhibition, it was like we just want him to show signs of greatness. Well, he's not just showing signs of greatness. He's being consistently great, or at least consistently very good. He's the best player on the team right now at 20 years old. We did not expect that.
No, what we said was, hey, rookie point guard struggle. You know, look at De'Aaron Fox. Look at Mike Conley. Like, look at Trae Young the first half of last year. Rookie point guard struggle. So be prepared. Brace yourself, Memphis. And here he is. That's the thing. It's small sample size. But you can make the argument that he's only supposed to get better. Like, he should only get better. Like, this is, yes, a small sample size, but there's no reason the next seven shouldn't be better than the seven. He's just trying to figure this thing out. So there's no question. And by the way, let no one ever again say that because the Grizzlies can't draft, where you draft makes no difference. Makes no difference if you're two or six or seven or whatever else. This is why it matters where you draft. It matters when you are having a crappy season that you lose every game you can, because the difference between getting – the Grizzlies, with their second pick in the first round, it appears they totally hit. He's been tremendous, and Brandon Clark has, and that's all the credit in the world to the scouting department. They moved up. They got him. It's right now that looks like a genius pick. Everyone in the world would have picked Ja Morant. They lucked into picking Ja Morant. Good for them and all that. I'm not trying to – whatever. But some of this is simply simply draft position. And you just look last night. There's Jarrett Culver. He was pick six. There's Ja Morant. He's pick second. And one looks to have a brilliant future, and one looks – I mean, who knows what Jarrett Culver will be. But right now, he looks like he's just a guy.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I mentioned Ja Morant's player efficiency rating in a minute ago at 20.97. That's top 50 in the NBA. It is second among rookies. You know who's first among rookies?
Who is first among rookies?
Brandon Clark.
That's great, yeah.
22.84.
That's awesome.
Player efficiency rating. And maybe it shouldn't be that surprising because – in college basketball last season, everybody knows it was Zion Williamson, number one. Number two was Brandon Clark. And right now, this is true. And I don't know what it means for the future, although there was that highlight last night in the second quarter where Ja Morant throws a lob up, Brandon Clark dunks it, and you're like, this is exactly what it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be this in game seven of their rookie seasons, but it was supposed to become that someday. And you look up right now through seven games, and the two best rookie player efficiency ratings in the NBA both belong to Memphis Grizzlies. That's tremendous.
Yeah, and again, for Brandon Clark, that one you have to just tip your cap to the front office.
Right, because on Ja Morant, basically everybody would have taken him number two. So in fairness, somebody would have taken R.J. Barrett, but most people would have taken Ja Morant. A lot of people had an opportunity to take Brandon Clark, just didn't do it. The Grizzlies moved up to do it, and it looks brilliant.
Exactly right. And I said, just because, you know, now mind you, this is a different front office. I mean, and I don't want to bury Chris Wallace here, but it is a different front office. But just because you've always drafted badly does not mean you are always going to draft badly as an organization. You know, I mean, I hope now we can put we're going to blow it like stuff to rest now, because these are obviously two brilliant picks, but the second one is particularly brilliant. And what you hope, and it's why, you know, the Jaren Jackson thing if you have those three players, I think Dylan Brooks looks like he is a player, right? He's not going to be what he was last night, but you put those three players together, Brandon Clarke, who's 23, I believe, and then Ja and Jaren, who are 20, and you've got the makings of, you have a nucleus there, and then we had last night another freshman who was sensational last night, and so you add another player in the draft this year, and you've got the makings of a team that could be good for a long time, and that isn't necessarily Anthony Davis in New Orleans, where he's just alone and so wants out, but where they have each other and can build something meaningful in Memphis.
That's the other thing. I mean, whether you look at New Orleans or the team the Grizzlies were playing last night, Minnesota, having one of these special things is never enough. Anthony Davis could get basically nothing done in New Orleans. Karl Anthony Towns has got basically nothing to do, got nothing done in Minnesota. They might both be future Hall of Famers. You were always going to need multiple guys, and maybe even more than two, to turn into something special. Not just, hey, that was a good draft pick, but something special. And we've seen signs of that with Jaren Jackson Jr., even though it's not obvious lately or in this season, and we're consistently seeing signs with Ja Morant. And I should point out, player efficiency rating is not everything, but it is something. And if you've got a good one, it's a good sign. Just look at the PER ratings right now. Number one is Giannis. Number two is Kawhi. So, it is a pretty good indicator.
Kind of correlates to good players, what you don't need is you don't need – like Minnesota thought they had another guy. Like Andrew Wiggins was going to be the other guy, right? And he's not the other guy. Mm-hmm. And so what you need is for Jaren Jackson, whoever they pick this coming year, not to be Andrew Wiggins, because that then sets the whole thing back as you're trying to put a nucleus together.
And talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's go to Jaren Jackson. 0 points, 3 fouls in 15 minutes last night. Got benched in the fourth quarter. And so past three games, he's averaging 4.7 points, 3.7 rebounds, 4.0 fouls in 18.3 minutes per game. He's averaging more fouls than rebounds in the past three games. And I know that's what's getting most of the tension, because he struggled lately in consecutive games and put a donut on the board last night. But on this season, he's not good. 11 points, 5 rebounds, 4 fouls in 23.5 minutes per game. He's the fifth most, according to Chris Harrington, your colleague at the Daily Memphian, fifth most foul-prone player in the NBA among players who have played at least 100 minutes, and he is the fifth leading scorer on the team. Again, because we've seen him be special or have special moments, I don't think it's time to panic. In fact, I insist it's not time to panic. But it's also not good. Like, this isn't good.
No, it's not good. It's clearly not good, and I think he's very clearly in his head, right? And whether it's he was very clearly last night. He didn't come out of the game because of foul trouble. He came out of the game because he was bad, because he was not having an impact on either end, and so that's why he comes out of the game. He could have kept playing. He only had three at that point. So no, it's not good. And I think it maybe sheds a light on the fact that last year, listen, he was wonderful, and that he had showed he showed that he had unique abilities. But I also think that you see that it was actually a very good situation for him, because he had Mike Conley and Mark, and two really experienced players who could get him the ball, and so he could flash what he flashed. But Mark was tremendous with him, right? I mean, Mark's a perfect fit with him. Mike's a perfect fit with him. Mike spent his whole life knowing how to play with big men. And so it sort of set him up to look good. Then we never saw him, basically, after those guys were gone, because he got hurt. And so he was being in a position to quote-unquote carry a team, and it's been too much for him, very clearly. Now, you have to remember, he's the same age as Precious Chua. He's younger than Ja Morant. I still think the physical abilities, the ability to shoot, the length, the athleticism, all of that didn't go away. And so I do believe it's a matter of playing through this. If you looked at Mike Conley in year, I don't know, what year was he nearly traded? Was that year two or year three? He's a kid. And so I'd certainly give him, you know, you certainly have patience with it. It's interesting to see, though, how you take him through this. Typically, do you let him play through it? Last night he did not. Last night he said, yeah, we'll just try again next game.
Yeah, and I mean, that is what you do, right? We're not in a season where the wins and losses actually matter. It's fun to win. Last night was fun for people in the building, but I don't think you start limiting Jaren Jackson Jr.'s minutes because he's not good. You just play him, and you hope that he plays through it. You hope that he looks like himself again very soon, and that this is just a little thing that we won't even remember, you know, 4 months from now.
Right. The following thing is frustrating because it's just a thing where you think like why stop doing that? You know, like it's a little bit like great. It's not as bad as what Grayson Allen used to do. Right. It wasn't like, but it's a little bit the same thing. Like if you're Grayson Allen and you keep getting in trouble for flagrant fouls of one type or another, well, just stop doing that, right? Stop doing that. Why do you put yourself in line for that criticism? If you are Jaren Jackson Jr.'s, like the third foul was just an offensive foul where he's pushing off. Don't do that. Like, he's driving and pushing off with his hand. You don't do that. You would think, and I've never been an elite athlete, but you would think if you are coach, I got this foul issue, you would think it would become self-correcting, but so far it has not.
Well, you know, we can go back. This is not just something that he's doing now. This is something that he did at Michigan State. And also, you know, one of my arguments against drafting Jaren Jackson Jr., when he was looking great in moments last season and everybody was like, woohoo, the Grizzlies got it right, I've never been certain that they got it right. Now, I'm not sitting here trying to pile on, but he was not consistently great at Michigan State, and he did consistently deal with foul trouble at Michigan State. So maybe, you know, you look up in year two after only playing 58 games in year one, the fact that he is up and down and fouling, like, that ain't the craziest thing in the world. That's who he was in East Lansing, Michigan.
Right. But that also doesn't mean he will forever be that. It doesn't. You know, he will people do grow up, right? And he is as athletic and as long and as talented as we have seen. And so, but there's no question. One of the reasons he didn't have an impact in Michigan State was he couldn't stay on the floor at Michigan State either. Right. I mean, that is we are seeing some continuity there. There's no question.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. But to circle back to Ja Morant, because let's end on a positive note. Mm-hmm. I really do think, and it's interesting to be in this spot right now, in this city right now, because obviously we're basketball-centric. People have a passion for the sport at both the professional and collegiate level. And going in to both the Tigers season and the Grizzlies season, obviously we care about Tigers wins and losses in ways we don't care about Grizzlies wins and losses. But what we wanted to see from the two new things was go out and show signs that you are special, different, and future stars. And I don't think there's any doubt that we've seen it from Ja multiple times now, but in the same building in back-to-back nights, you saw it first from James Wiseman, then from Ja Morant. That's a pretty terrific thing to witness if you're a Grizzlies fan, Tigers fan, or in lots of cases, both.
Oh, it's absolutely electric. You're absolutely right. You're hoping that James Wiseman is what we dreamt he was. You're hoping that Ja Morant is what he dreamt he was. Right now, it looks like they both are. And then, of course, you have them intersecting because as James Wiseman is doing what he's doing, there's Ja Morant sitting courtside watching. Like, these are not two separate bubbles. And honestly, the fan bases aren't either. There's an overlap of the fan base. There's an overlap of players. And perfect world, James Wiseman ends up here, and Ja Morant is throwing lobs to him. I do think, like, it is true. It is funny because the odds of that happening are remote. I think the Grizzlies will be bad, but then they'd have to in the lottery fall where they would get the pick that would enable them to take James Wiseman, and then B, they'd have to decide, or C, or whatever we're up to, they'd have to actually take James Wiseman.
Right.
Having said that, that would be, in a way, that almost Jaren Jackson is not, because Jaren Jackson has a different kind of a game than James Wiseman has. I actually think they could play together, Jaren Jackson and James Wiseman. because one's really a five, and I think Jaren Jackson can be a four. But like James dunking and Ja dunking, it would be a show. You know, I mean, they're both violent in different ways, but they are both violent. Wouldn't that be? I mean, I know it's a fantasy.
Of course.
Wouldn't it be fun?
Well, it's a fantasy for any, like, as we always say, just it's a numbers thing. Every
right.
team, even the worst team, is unlikely to get the number one pick or pick in a place where you can draft somebody like James Wiseman. So it is almost certainly a fantasy, but it's okay to daydream every once in a while. And given what we've seen in back-to-back nights inside FedEx Forum, I mean, think about this. In what building is going to have more interesting individual performances this year at both the NBA and collegiate level more often than FedEx Forum? I think the answer might be there's not one.
Right. Yeah. No, it's going to be a blast. And by the way,
I think Marquette plays in the same building as the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah. And so you got Marcus Howard, preseason first team All-American, and Giannis. So maybe that's it. But
right.
The list is short. We'll just leave it there.
Yeah. Let's be honest, it may be that James Wiseman, you'd get him at second or third. Like, I
sure.
don't really know. I don't know. Like, Cole Anthony was great last night. Wasn't he tremendous?
Tremendous. Yes. Yes. I mean, I was on a show in Kansas City earlier today, and they were asking me about James Wiseman, and they said, is he definitely the number one pick in the draft? They said, how great is he, and is he definitely the number one pick in the draft? And I said, he appears to be great, really great, better at least in his first game than I anticipated. And no, he's not. But no, he's not the definite number one pick in the draft. Cole Anthony, for his great and yes, I know James Wiseman was more efficient than Cole Anthony, and Cole Anthony played more minutes. But Cole Anthony played Notre Dame, and James Wiseman played South Carolina State. So you can chop it up however you want. I'm just saying that Cole Anthony was awesome, just like James Wiseman was awesome. And then, you know, Anthony Edwards went out and got 24 in his first game for Georgia.
Tyrese Maxey, game winner. I mean, he's not the top.
Right.
pick, but he's a top five pick, maybe.
Yeah,
right?
And then there's LaMelo Ball, you know, still you know, like as an option.
It.
Yeah, so like you really, I mean, I'm not predicting this, I you know,
right.
but like you could maybe get James Wiseman. We look up and you could get him at three or four, or maybe even five. I don't think he slips out
maybe
of the top
three.
Five.
I bet three. I bet three is as far as I could imagine him falling. Maybe, you know.
Well, I think there are
Cole Anthony. You can imagine Cole Anthony going before him, right?
The only people I could imagine would be Cole Anthony, LaMelo Ball, Anthony Edwards, and that's it, really.
That's it. That's
yeah.
It. The lowest he could be is four.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think.
And the odds are he will not. All three of those would not go ahead of him.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I think the lowest you could be in the draft if we were drafting today. The lowest you could
right.
be and get James Wiseman is four, and you might need to be one. But either way, it's a fun time. We've got the number
right.
two pick in the draft balling out inside FedEx Forum, and maybe the future the next number one pick in the draft balling out inside FedEx Forum. And as I'm thinking about it here, you're actually going to get it on three consecutive nights, right? No, is that right? No, it's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday.
Right.
So three times in a four-day span, you're going to get the number two pick in the 2019 NBA draft and perhaps the number one pick in the 2020 NBA draft, and they both look awesome so far. That was fun stuff.
It is fun stuff.
Jeff Calkins, I will talk to you again
See
tomorrow.
You, man.
Bye,
yeah, bye.
That's Jeff Calkins. He's going to be back in studio tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., helping you get ready for the University of Memphis Tigers in Illinois, Chicago. That's tomorrow night inside FedEx Forum. Be back in a second.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center a call at 901-309-1333 or on the web, visit them, smilecentermemphis.com.
When you need a money order, where do you go? The post office? A bank? Why pay for money orders when Advance Financial has free money orders? That's right, free money orders. Any number, any amount. At Advance Financial, free money orders means you only pay for the amount of the money order. No more. No gimmicks. Advance Financial has free, unlimited money orders, even if you don't use our other services. Visit one of our 24/7 locations today. Advance Financial, welcome. Are you tired of standing in line to pay your bills? Advance Financial offers free bill pay. You can pay your gas, electric, water, cable, phone, or any other bill at Advance Financial, and we won't charge you a penny. And because Advance Financial is always open, you can pay your bills on your time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit one of our 24/7 locations for free bill pay today. Advance Financial, welcome.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Well, The Fitz is giving you the chance, not just to be a contestant, but also to win a share of $10,000 in prizes when Game Show Extravaganza, hosted by Randy West, comes to The Fitz Casino and Hotel Saturday, November 23rd. All contestants will be randomly selected out of the audience. Yep, 40 audience members will be chosen, and every single one of them will be a guaranteed winner. General admission tickets are $10, reserved seats are $15, and VIP seats are $25. You can get them at The Fitz or by calling Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com. And if you want to make a night of it, stay with us at The Fitz with the Game Show Room Package, a room and two reserved show tickets for just $129. Call 662-363-LUCK and tell them room code CPGSHOW. Game Show Extravaganza, Saturday, November 23rd, only at The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 or older and a key rewards member. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Germantown Hardware and Paint works on all things small engine. If it can be fixed, they will fix it. If not, they have a great inventory. Echo, Steel, and Honda. Whether it's chainsaws, lawnmowers, blowers, Germantown Hardware and Paint has everything you need to get the job done right. If you need it, they have it. Germantown Hardware and Paint, family owned and operated since 2001, with a staff that knows the store with unsurpassable knowledge and customer service. At the corner of Poplar and Germantown Parkway, online at germantownhardware.com.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Maybe we'll fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop your sister had carolers sing to you.
Two turtle doves and a laptop for Carrie.
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage, oh.
Jumping, jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save.
You know, there's a lot of very fine places in the area to get barbecue, but here's the truth. The only place you can get world championship barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company. And the reason is because Melissa Cookston's the owner. She's an 8-time world champion. She is the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. And she's running things at Memphis Barbecue Company. She's the owner of Memphis Barbecue Company. So if you want great barbecue, you need to check it out. If you've been there, you know I'm telling the truth. If you haven't been there, you need to get down there. The address is 709 DeSoto Cove. So it's just 55 South to the Goodman Road exit. Easy drive. You can actually see Memphis Barbecue Company. If you're driving 55 South from Memphis, you can see it from the interstate. Just look to your right. The ribs are cooked multiple times a day to give you fresh from the cooker quality. When you order a pulled pork sandwich, that pork is not pulled until they have a ticket for the pulled pork. Now, is that the best way to, most efficient way to run a restaurant? No, probably not. But it is the best way to ensure that you're giving customers the best barbecue you can possibly give them. And you can order online as well. MemphisBBQCO.com, MemphisBBQCO.com. And the holiday menu is now available. You know, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Why cook if there's somebody better at cooking than you available to do it? Memphis Barbecue Company can handle things for you. How about this? You can pick a smoked ham, smoked turkey, or both. You'll get rolls, two sides. Pick pumpkin pie or pecan pie. And you can get all of that for as low as $13.99 a person, minimum 20 people. Go check the menu, MemphisBBQCO.com. That's Memphis Barbecue Company. On the web, MemphisBBQCO.com. So our old pal Antonio Brown's back in the news, Bennett.
Yeah, I saw that today.
He jumped on Twitter earlier today, and just a week before he is scheduled to meet with NFL investigators. Dude, what are you doing?
Like, I thought he wanted to play.
And now he says he doesn't.
Yeah.
Now he says he doesn't. In fact, okay. He says he'll never do it again. Just a week before he's supposed to meet with NFL investigators, he jumps on Twitter and unleashes a profanity-filled tweet that says he wants the league to, quote, clear his name, but then reiterated that he'll, quote, never play again. In fact, here's the tweet, quote, imagine conforming to a system, giving it 100% to see them treat me like this is unfairly. He's not the best writer, Antonio Brown.
No.
He's an incredible catcher of footballs.
Correct.
And an incredible runner when he has a football in his hands after usually catching it.
Mm-hmm.
Not a great writer.
No. At least not on Twitter.
Not a great speller.
No.
But I'm sure he's doing his best. Anyway, here it's just hard to read. That's the point I'm trying to make. I'm not trying to clown Antonio Brown as much as I'm saying it's hard for me to read it, but I'll give it my best shot. Imagine conforming to a system, giving it a 100% to see them treat me like this is unfairly. Making money off my sweat and blood. F the NFL. I'll never play in that S. Treat black people the worst. Clear my name and go F yourself. That's the end of the tweet.
So, well.
So, you know, it seems pretty clear at this point. And really, it seemed clear for a while. You know, when he was ranting and raving about a helmet and threatening to retire over a helmet. Like, he's not well. Like, he's a crazy person. And I don't say that, like, as a joke. I know we're laughing while discussing that tweet, but, like, he's a crazy person.
Yeah, because he's going to regret it. He always does. He's the one that said he wanted to play in the NFL, that he wanted to, you know, get all this pine and play in the league.
Dude, what else are you going to do the rest of your life?
Yeah, and then you say F the NFL. They're not going to take you back.
How are you going to make money the rest of your life? Like, I know he's made a lot of money. But I don't know what his checking account looks like right now.
Sure.
If somebody told me he ain't got that much left, it wouldn't surprise me.
And we know he's going to have legal fees because he got served today. So,
and so, like, what are you doing? And there's no rational explanation for his approach to anything in life other than he's a crazy person. And on this particular subject, he's also just wrong. How is anybody treating him unfairly? How is the NFL treating him unfairly? Do you realize still to this moment, he has not been disciplined by the NFL at all?
Right.
He seems to think the reason he isn't on an NFL roster is similar to the reason Colin Kaepernick is not on the NFL on an NFL roster. But it's not similar at all. Colin Kaepernick was, most reasonable people agree, blackballed from the NFL for peacefully protesting during the national anthem. You can argue about it if you want. Most reasonable people believe that. Antonio Brown's not in the NFL right now because he's been accused of sexual assault
right.
by two different women and because he cannot get out of his own way even when people were trying to employ him after he had already been accused of sexual assault yeah. by one woman. Like he's not employed because he's not worth the trouble. He's not employed because he is a maniac. He's not employed not because he's not good enough and not because he's necessarily the type of person that would lead to people protesting outside of your stadium because he was disrespectful to the American flag, even if those people are bonkers from my perspective. He's not in the league because people have decided across the board, including the New England Patriots, who once employed, you ready for this, a murderer. People have decided he's not worth the trouble, that he's a bad guy who is also unstable and unpredictable. If he's just a bad guy, he'd have a job. Bunch of bad guys in the NFL. Even just being a terrible human isn't what keeping him out of the NFL. He's a terrible human who is also unstable and unpredictable. And once even Bill Belichick or up above him, Robert Kraft, decides this guy is an incredible weapon on the field, somebody that makes Tom Brady better than he otherwise would be, and could genuinely be the key to winning another Super Bowl, but he ain't worth the trouble because he's a bad person, not only a bad person, but a bad person who's unstable and unpredictable. Once they decide that, well, that says everything about you. So you could keep pointing the finger at the NFL or your accusers or anybody else. You want to point the finger at the person who's actually responsible for you, Antonio Brown, not being in the NFL? Point it back at yourself. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Let's talk about Anna. In May, she was working at Walmart and heard an ad that changed her life. With no IT experience, she enrolled at My Computer Career. 4 months later, Anna started her IT career, hired by a My Computer Career graduate. Be part of the future. Go to MyComputerCareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It ain't rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
Hey, it's John Martin here once again to remind you about my favorite spot in Memphis to grab a bite and a beer, or, hey, maybe both, the Blue Monkey. For 20 years, the Blue Monkey and their fantastic staff has worked hard every single day to make sure that you don't forget that every time you visit the Blue Monkey, it is a first-class, first-rate experience. They're fantastic. The menu is executed with quality products and quality prices, and they want to thank their loyal customers and their awesome staff. The Blue Monkey, better than ever. Thanks for letting us serve you, Memphis. It's been our pleasure. They got two locations, as always. 513 South Front Street, downtown, and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. Visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com for the menu. That's BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown on Friday night. Jack Rowell and the Royal Blues Band. On Saturday night, the Snozzberries.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. DesotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DesotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hey, this is Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenues with parking on Front Street. Stop by Happy Hour Tuesday through Friday, 5 to 6:30, featuring $2 off all wines by the glass and Memphis beers, plus cocktail specials. Enjoy our small bites like Oysters of Love, house-smoked salmon deviled eggs, and dollar raw oysters. We also offer one of the city's largest bourbon lists. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Time for another Action Network Flash. Tonight, Oakland hosts the AFC's Los Angeles team, and the road team is a two-point favorite. Over 60% of the spread tickets are on LA. For all the betting info, download the free Action Network app today.
Sponsored by Account Temps. Need help with year-end projects? Whether you need temporary support with inventory or tax prep, internal audits, or next year's budget, Account Temps has the highly skilled accounting and finance professionals you need. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Howie, how did Robert Irwin Jewelers start?
Started by my Uncle Robert and my Dad Irwin on 7 West 45th Street in New York City. In search of a better life for our family, they found Memphis.
And what inspires you to keep the Robert Irwin Jewelers tradition?
The mission is treasures for life for less. I'm here for life's beautiful moments to help you celebrate. Engagements, anniversaries, Christmases to come, birthdays.
And you're always there.
Yeah, that's what I do. Bigger, brighter diamonds, perfect ring guarantee, zero down up to 72 months to pay, rijewelers.com. Come see me.
Macy's Veterans Day sale has our lowest prices of the season on furniture. With cooler temperatures here, you can stay cozy and update your home for holiday guests. The Jolene two-piece sectional created for Macy's seats a crowd for just $999. Keep your bedroom clutter-free with the Tribeca Queen Storage Bed, only $489. And get our lowest prices of the season on mattresses, plus great Sealy closeouts. Shop in store at Macy's.com or call 1-800-BUY-MACY.
Get to us on Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get guap. The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist.
New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka. It's made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. How smooth is it, Bennett Doyle?
It's so smooth you can drink it straight.
You are correct, sir. It is so smooth you can drink it straight. Filter three times to create a soft finish, and I promise you, hand to heart, when I'm in the liquor store, that's what I'm buying every single time. Why, you ask? Here's why. Because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. There are more expensive bottles of vodka available in every liquor store in this country. But why would you buy a more expensive bottle of vodka if I'm giving you a quality vodka that's reasonably priced? You can get them big boy bottles. Serious drinker. That's what a serious drinker buys, the big boy bottles. Gigantic. Got to carry it with two hands. You can get it for less than $20. Buy by the case. Six in a case. They got flavored vodkas as well. Grapefruit, apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. So if you like flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam's got you covered. Got a gluten-free vodka. You're on a gluten-free diet. New Amsterdam vodka's got you covered. Fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. So next time you're in a bar, a restaurant, or a liquor store, you ask for it by name. New Amsterdam vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the Memphis Grizzlies, specifically rookie sensation Ja Morant. First things first with the Grizzlies. Got a win last night. Second of the season. Scored 37 points in the first quarter. They led by 11 after 12 minutes, led by 8 at the half, led by 5 after 3 quarters, and then scored 36 in the fourth to run away and win by 16. Final score, Grizz 137-121. And yes, I know Dylan Brooks had a game-high 31 points, 5 of 7 from 3-point range. But the story, once again, was Ja Morant. 26 points in 26 minutes, 14 of them coming in the fourth quarter. He had 4 assists, 4 rebounds, and he's now averaging 20.4 points, 5.3 assists while shooting 52.3% from the field, which, as I'm sure you know by now, means he is only the second player in NBA history to average at least 20 points, at least 5 assists while shooting at least 50% from the field in his first 7 NBA games. Second person in NBA history to ever do that. The first, Michael Jordan. He once wore number 23 for the Chicago Bulls. John Morant's player efficiency rating, 20.97. That's top 50 in the NBA. It's better than guys like Kyle Lowry, Al Horford, Bradley Beal. He is right now, John Morant, leading the Grizzlies in points, in assists, and in steals. And he's 20 years old, seven games into his NBA career. And so, just like I said when I was talking to Jeff earlier in the hour, you know, when we came into the season, what we hoped is that John Morant would show enough signs every once in a while to make it reasonable to believe that he's A, the right guy to have been picked with the second pick in the NBA draft, and B, that he can be not only a franchise point guard but a future star. And what's wild is he's not just showing signs. He's like being good, very good. Top three in the league in fourth quarter points. The entire league. Same league Giannis plays in. Same league LeBron plays in. Same league James Harden plays in. Same league Kawhi Leonard plays in when he plays. He don't always play, but when he plays. And the John Morant's top three in fourth quarter points in the NBA. He's not just showing signs of greatness. He's being great already. And that's an incredible sign. We got to get this Jaren Jackson Jr. thing figured out.
Yeah, we do.
Because it's almost like there's only so much superpowers in the locker room, and Ja took some of Jaren's.
True.
Got to distribute it back to Jaren a little bit, or find some more superpowers to add to the equation. Of course. It's not time to panic on Jaren Jackson Jr. I see a little bit of that on social media. It's just, listen, it's a bad little stretch, and he is still just 20 years old. Yep. 20-year-olds tend to have ups and downs in the NBA. We've seen the ups. We're experiencing the downs. But, yeah, got to get that straightened out. But either way, if you're still a believer in Jaren Jackson Jr., and you should be, and now you're watching with your own eyes basically every game what Ja Morant is doing, having, special moments in every game, but having special games. Like, we didn't really expect that. We thought hopefully he'll show signs of future greatness. Not hopefully he'll be great in the first 2 weeks of the season. He's been great in the first 2 weeks of the season. He's the leading scorer on an NBA team, leading assist man on an NBA team, leading an NBA team in steals, and he's averaging more than 20 points per game. And I know that the record is not good, but the record was not going to be good.
Yeah, no matter who. We're okay with that.
Yeah, no matter who was playing on this team, the record.
Right.
No matter who the Grizzlies drafted, the record was not going to be good. You were just hoping that he would show signs of greatness. He's not just showing signs of greatness. He's being great. Super encouraging. I bottom line it this way. If we were voting for a rookie of the year right now, he'd win it easily.
Mm-hmm.
Easily. Now, Zion hasn't played, but still. I think all you could reasonably hope for is that he would be the best rookie in the NBA, not named Zion. And now, given that Zion's hurt and yet to play, he might actually be the rookie of the year, because there's no guarantee Zion's going to be as good as Ja. I think he will be, but there's no guarantee of that, and there's obviously no guarantee Zion's going to stay healthy enough to play enough to win the hardware that's available at the end of the season. So it could not be a better start for Ja Morant to his NBA career. Terrific stuff consistently, and specifically last night.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Chargers Raiders are playing football, but that don't really interest me that much. So let's go NBA. Blazers Clippers, Staples Center, downtown Los Angeles. Blazers are a disappointing 3-4 so far on this season. Clippers are 6-3. And yes, Kawhi Leonard is expected to play tonight. He did not play last night on the first night of a back-to-back. And this is becoming a thing.
Oh, yeah.
In the NBA. Because you heard Doris Burke yesterday, I think on Golic and Wingo. Mm-hmm. She was like, it's ridiculous. And she acknowledged, and she was smart to do this, she acknowledged she works for the television network
Sure. That
is on the wrong side of this. Kawhi, the Clippers were on ESPN last night and TNT tonight, and Kawhi could, if he's not playing back-to-backs, and the Clippers have already made it clear, he's not playing back-to-backs. And if anybody should get an excuse for not playing back-to-backs, it's the guy who dealt with last season using, quote, load management and then carried a team to an NBA championship. You can't question it anymore. I mean, you can not like it, but you can't question the approach when the approach just last season led to this same guy leading a team with no other great players to an NBA championship. And yes, it might have been the byproduct of Kevin Durant getting hurt, Klay Thompson getting hurt, but it still happened. The Raptors have a banner that says they were world champions, and Kawhi Leonard, who would just take nights off throughout the season to stay prepared for the postseason, is the biggest reason why. So you can't blame the Clippers for doing what they're doing. He is their asset. They're the one writing the check. And if they think it's in their best interest for him to sit down, I don't know how you can make him play, but it is a problem in the NBA. Because suddenly, and listen, this thing's going to work like everything else in the world works. Once you watch load management work for Kawhi Leonard to the degree that it's worked for Kawhi Leonard, I mean, there's a report out that the Bucks are trying to push it on Giannis to do the same thing. And these NBA games are scheduled months ago. And suddenly you turn on last night, it would have been, you turn on the television with an opportunity to watch the reigning MVP against the reigning finals MVP, but the reigning finals MVP is just like not playing. And so that game is something that it otherwise would have been. And so the NBA's got to figure this out, but I don't know how you figure it out without just saying we're going to eliminate back-to-backs. We're not going to have them in the schedule anymore. I'll let Adam Silver take a run at it. He's going to have to in some form. But either way, Clippers playing tonight. Kawhi Leonard is expected to play. LA's 5.5-point favorite. The total is 230.5. Tip is scheduled for 9:30. You want to watch it, you can watch it on TNT.
What should I watch on TV?
So, Bennett, are you watching this show called The Unicorn?
No.
Do you know what it is?
I do not.
Okay. So, there's a show called The Unicorn, and it's in its first season. It's on CBS. So, it's okay. It's like Bluff City Law in the sense that it's on network television, and it is in its first season.
Okay.
It's a 30-minute comedy, drama comedy type thing, more than, you know, what Bluff City Law is, an hour-long, legal show. But 30-minute comedy. Walter Goggins is the star. That name ring a bell?
No.
Okay, you'll know who he is. He played the other vice principal in Vice Principals, opposite
Danny McBride. He's in Righteous Gemstones.
In Righteous Gemstones, he is he's Baby Billy Freeman.
Yeah, I love him.
He is hilarious.
Yeah, he's really funny.
He's really funny. A great actor.
Yeah.
Because, you watch him in Vice Principals, and then you watch him play Baby Billy Freeman. He's just like two different characters. And he's played them both really, really well. So great actor, funny dude. Anyway, he's the star of this show. It's called The Unicorn.
All right.
And it's the rare network television show that's actually getting really strong reviews, like 90% at Rotten Tomatoes. Now, the premise is he's a recently widowed father of two daughters.
Okay.
So loses his wife. He's raising two daughters. And, he's still like mourning the loss of the woman of his dreams. And his friends are like, listen, this is no way to live. Like, you don't have to mourn forever. It's time to get out there and start dating again. And when he gets out there and starts dating again, what they find out is, like, he's the best dude on the market because he's got a good job. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
And he's a widowed father who is raising two daughters, hence the name The Unicorn. He's, like, this very unique thing that is, like, the desire of every similarly aged woman in wherever it is they are living. So I say all that to say this. I haven't watched it yet, even though it is on CBS. That's America's Most Watched Network. It's the network of stars.
That's right.
I haven't watched it yet, but the reviews are so strong, and I like Walter Goggins because he's funny and great and everything else I've ever seen, that I think I'm going to dive in and try to catch up perhaps this weekend, because 30-minute network television shows, like, it's going to be 22, 23 minutes of time. So it feels like you can get caught up pretty quickly. But a new episode is on CBS tonight. So if you want to watch The Unicorn, starring Walter Goggins, 7:30 on CBS. Again, that's America's Most Watched Network. It is the network of stars. On the late night circuit, Kristen Bell's on Jimmy Kimmel. Matthew McConaughey's going to be on Jimmy Fallon. Cold War Kids are on Stephen Colbert. John Cena is on Seth Meyers. And Jane Krakowski is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Colleague Matt Norlander was inside the Carrier Dome last night for Virginia and Syracuse. It was the first time in, I believe, 52 years that the reigning national champions have opened on the road. And the reason this happened is the same reason Georgia Tech played NC State the night before, same reason Louisville played Miami the night before. The ACC decided to launch this season by forcing some of its teams to play each other. Same reason North Carolina played Notre Dame last night. Forcing some of its teams to play each other because they're trying to get attention for the ACC network. They're trying to get subscribers for the ACC network. And so if you put relevant basketball, like conference games, on the ACC network early in the season, that could help you. It could help you maybe get viewers to the network that you're trying to make this sustainable thing. And so Matt Norlander was there for Virginia-Syracuse. That is why the game was played. And afterward, Jim Boeheim was just pissed off. Not only because his team only scored 34 points in a 40-minute game, same number Cole Anthony scored last night. He was also upset because he says this is stupid. It's a money grab. We shouldn't be having to play, essentially, a real team in our...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.